One of the first things I'd like to ask you about was, it does seem that some teenagers have a real ability for maths and calculation. Is that something that we see in teenagers, or is it just that some people have an innate ability for this? Do we know?
Well, we don't even know whether people have an innate ability for mathematics as opposed to simply an interest in maths and a willingness to put in the 10,000 hours needed to become an expert. Of course, if you start early, if you start in your teens or even before practicing mathematics, and of course if you're very good in your teenage years, you get a lot of reinforcement, a lot of rewards from your teachers, your parents. So if you can do something really clever in mathematics, people think you're very smart.
So potentially we could all be good at maths if we just try hard enough.
That's right. And in fact, there's a famous German case of Rüdiger Gamm, and he was very ordinary at maths during his teenage years, but when he got to 20, he decided he wanted to appear on a TV show where you bet that you could do something. And he just practiced 4 hours a day for 6 months at doing calculations, and he went on this show. He won money. He's become very famous in Germany now. He just put the hours in.
We've heard that the teenage brain is particularly plastic. Its ability to make connections is perhaps enhanced. Does that have any impact on mathematical ability?
Well, we can put a few fragments of evidence together about that. I mean, one of the things that happens during teenage years is that the axons, the long fibres that connect nerves to nerves, become more myelinated. Myelination speeds up the conduction of information from one nerve cell to another. Now, one of the interesting parts of the brain is called the corpus callosum. This is a massive fibre tract that connects the two hemispheres of the cortex.
So where we think of ourselves as having a sort of left and right side to the brain, this is the actual connection between
those
two sides.
This is the actual connection at the cortical level, So presumably, the myelinization of the fibres that connect the two hemispheres could be increasing, particularly during puberty and post-pubertal years. And one of the things that very good teenage mathematicians are able to do is that they seem to use both sides of their brain much more to do mathematics. So the fact that the ones who are very good seem to use both hemispheres more may reflect the fact that during teenagerdom, they've been getting the information across from left hemisphere to right hemisphere through these increasingly myelinated fibres. On the other hand, of course, it may be that kids who already have a tendency to use both hemispheres are the ones that get to be very good at maths. And of course, it could be a virtuous circle here. So you're good at maths. People say, oh, gosh, you're very good at maths. And therefore, you do maths a bit more. And so you increase the connections between the left hemisphere and the right hemisphere. That's a possibility. But if you want some, what should I say, slightly informed speculation, that's it.